This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 99.9 KISW. It's the Rock of Seattle. And we are hanging out right now with a band from the Northwest called Progenitor. And they're going to be playing in Olympia on September 21st with Veritas, Orator, and War Troll. War Troll is from the Bay Area. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Yes. So first off, welcome Progenitor. Welcome to Metal Shop Studio, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So let's go around the room, introduce yourselves, and tell us what you do in Progenitor.
My name's Joe. I'm the vocalist for Progenitor.
I am Trevirus Helton, and I play rhythm guitar.
I'm Fletcher Lane, and I play lead guitar.
My name is Igor Keck, and I play drums.
Brian, bass guitar and backing vocals.
Right on. So I guess, you know, whoever wants to jump in, let's kind of talk about the origin story of Progenitor. When did it start? When did it get going and really start gathering some steam and whatnot?
Started around 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, back at Evergreen State College. Met our first guitar player, Garrett G., there, and you know, we were both interested in metal, and I noticed he had a Slayer shirt. I was wearing a goat whore hoodie, and so we just connected and started just riffing around, and then we found a drummer in our class, and he had never played metal before.
Wow.
And we grabbed him, started playing some stuff for him. He was just like, I need to get a double kick pedal right away.
Yeah.
We drove him to the store. He bought one. I think he lied to his girlfriend at the time, now wife, saying, oh, yeah, they had an extra one at their jams.
Sure, yeah.
He
yeah.
wasn't supposed to be spending money, you know, broke college kid.
Yeah.
And then Garrett was like, oh, well, wanted another guitar player. He's like, I have a friend Fletcher, and I'll ask him. So
So I went to high school with Garrett. We used to jam in my garage back in the day, and at this time Garrett asked me to join, and I was pretty stoked. So I said yeah.
And that was Kent Lake High School?
Yeah, we went to Kent Lake together.
Yes. I went to Kentwood.
Yeah.
So rivals.
All
right. So okay, so then you joined up, and how did everyone else join the force? Of Progenitor, that force.
Well, you know, we went through many members and, like, lineup changes throughout the years.
As you do in 16 years, man.
Yeah.
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 It's crazy. It's been a long time.
Our guitar player, Garrett, who's no longer in the band, of course, he got married and was having a kid. And so one day he's like, hey, you know, can't really do this anymore. I want to focus on family life. So it's like, okay. Then we brought some other people in, and then our bassist and drummer, I think a second or third drummer, left. And it's kind of been a revolving door until recently when we got Brian as a bassist. And then both our drummer and our old guitar player, they left, and we were lucky to pick up Trevirus and Igor.
That's awesome. And Trevirus and Igor and Brian, did you guys know Progenitor before joining the band?
Yeah, I've been friends with Fletch and Joe for probably 8 years now.
Cool.
I think they probably asked me over the course of about 3 years, three separate times to join the band.
Yeah.
I declined two times in a row just for, can't remember the reason, just being busy with other things. And finally,
busy
the third
with the
time.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. And then the third time they asked me, I said yeah. And that was about, what, 3.5 years ago?
Yeah, probably 2021.
Yep.
Nice. And Igor and Trevirus. Were you guys familiar with Progenitor before you joined?
Oh yeah, I was a fan of Progenitor. I'd seen them a couple of times. Carnotaurus played Fishy Fest 2023 with Progenitor and a bunch of other bands. I'd actually met Fletch at a Highline show, I think around 2011. Cool. I forget what show it was. I may have seen them at times. You guys played the Two-Bit Saloon Metal Night at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We've ran into each other many times.
Bunch of times over the years, yeah. So I knew Fletch, and I'd met Brian a couple of, but before he was in the band. I believe it was, no, I remember exactly where it was. It was when Toxic Rain opened for Anvil, and I was... sober at all, and I just recognized him because Johnny and a couple other guys said, no, you should talk to Brian, he's a cool guy. And so I did. It was just like, hey, yeah, you're that guy that makes mead. And I was sure I was belligerent, and he was looking at me like, you know, who the hell is this guy? But, you know, he was very polite, very friendly, and, you know, been friends with him since. I didn't meet Joe until I tried out, and I didn't meet Igor until he joined the band. And I believe Brian was the one that originally met Igor.
Yeah, so Igor, how'd you join? You met Brian?
When I first, when I had first heard of Progenitor was when I had played with the black metal band Valdery, over at Cult Mead like a while ago, back before it shut down. And I was actually over at another show in Seattle to watch my friend band my friend's band, and it was the lead guitarist of Valdery. I don't remember his name. Robert. He actually told me that this band that I'm friends with, they just lost their drummer just that day. And then he ushered me over to talk to Brian, because Brian was at the exact same show. So I met Brian that night, and he told me about Progenitor and all that. And I listened to their album, and I thought, yeah, I think I'd like... I thought to myself, yeah, I'd love to join this and stuff. And... yeah, I mean, that's how I met all the guys. Unlike everyone else, I didn't know anyone else here before that night, so at least not personally, so.
Yeah, and it was funny because our previous drummer, probably about 8 hours before Brian met Igor at the show.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty lucky.
I'd say.
Yeah.
So how, 2008, you guys have been around for 16 years in different incarnations and whatnot, but, so how has the band kind of evolved? Have you guys always been strictly black metal band? How have you guys evolved over the years?
No, we were started tech-ish. We've always had a little bit of black metal influence because I'm really into black metal, and I think all, like, Garrett and Fletch, they were all, like, into black metal as well. But Garrett definitely was the writing force behind, like, tech, because he was really into like bands like Necrophagist and Spawn of Possession. And so we were kind of like navigating that path for a little bit, and then as we got some new members, we kind of have to start at the back of the beginning again, teach them all the stuff. And when Garrett decided to quit, that's when we were like, okay, you know, we're constantly going back to the beginning, to the beginning. Why don't we just start new? And I was really pushing black metal in our writing even before Garrett quit, and trying to get that more of that sound in. And then when he did leave the band, Fletch and I were like, yeah, let's just start from the beginning, start some new stuff, and kind of like lean more into the black metal and the black and death aspect of things. So
yeah, so we were talking about kind of going in the black metal direction before we had the big lineup shakeup in 2018.
Sure.
And so when that happened, it was kind of the right time to transition into a different genre.
Yeah. Was there ever discussion of changing the name, or you just want to stick to it, what you've had since?
We never really thought about changing the name, okay. I don't think.
Yeah, we didn't think about that. We just kind of like rolled.
Followed the band. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Because I think like kind of when we very first started, we kind of wanted to do just a little bit of every type of like, okay. metal that we liked. And we really like death metal, and we really like thrash, and we really like black metal. And so we wanted to like combine kind of every aspect of those styles.
Sure.
And have a, you know, splash of tech stuff there. Mm-hmm. And so it really kind of felt natural, like shifting to one of these things because we had aspects of all of them.
Totally. And we wanted to kind of focus the writing process and writing style and structure of our songs and just kind of focus on like one thing rather than trying to do an amalgamation of a whole bunch of different genres.
Totally. So I guess but what I'm curious about is kind of what started your journey with underground extreme metal. What was the first band that got you really into like the underground metal stuff? And we could start, let's start with you, Brian. Let's start on this side. What's the first band that got you into, you know, I'm sure you were aware of Metallica and stuff like that as a kid, but then what got you into like the underground stuff?
Yeah, the first band that, this is easy for me, I remember I was about 12 years old, and I went to a pawn shop looking for looking for new tapes. Again, cassette tapes. That's how old I am. And I found this band called Morbid Angel, and
yeah.
I really liked the artwork and the name of the songs and everything. The album was Altars of Madness. I just bought it just based on the way it looked. And listening to that, that was absolutely my first death metal band I ever listened to.
Was that in Washington?
No, that's what I used to live in Louisiana.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Igor?
So for me personally, my real like exposure to sort of any sort of like underground scene, like extreme music and stuff, was actually when I was over living in Spokane. Uh-huh. I had heard of like more underground bands and all like the popular metal bands and stuff like that, but I didn't usually go to a lot of like heavy shows and stuff.
Sure.
Until I started living over there.
Yeah.
It really all started at the show and at the show that I went to in Spokane, a band called Big Knife. They were local guys. They were playing there, and ever since then, I just kept on going to shows and like everyone's like local cassettes, their CDs.
Yeah.
I was looking more into the more underground side of that sort of metal, and I just kept doing that, and I've just fallen more and more in love with it and stuff and the whole scene and everything.
How long have you been playing drums?
I've been playing drums since I was 13. I am 23 now.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Were you like, you know, my name's Igor, I like metal, I have to play the drums like Igor Cavalera, right?
Oh, yeah. I immediately got, that was from a couple of my friends, actually. I immediately got some, my good friend William, he immediately made that connection with me because he introduced me to metal music. I was more of a punk,
sure.
But he really showed me some really good metal bands and stuff like that. And yeah, he made plenty of those jokes too. Not
That's
with
awesome.
Just Igor Cavalera, but also with the band Igor.
Oh, so, yeah. Good band too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And Fletch, how about you, man? What was your kind of, you know, foray into underground metal?
Well, I always started liking grunge and kind of got into new metal, and I always gravitated towards the heavier songs, and the band that really did it for me was Nevermore.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I first heard the song The River Dragon Has Come, and that solo kicks
World.
In that song,
yeah.
Man, that song, that did it for me, and I probably listened to that album hundreds of times over the years.
Wow.
And that kind of kickstarted me into heavier music.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So would you say Jeff Loomis is one of your main inspirations?
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Nevermore album?
It'd have to be Dead Heart in a Dead World.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Right on. And Travis, you know, we've talked Travirus. Sorry, I'll edit. Travirus. You know, we've talked over the years so much, so I probably know the answer to this. But for the listening audience, you know, what was your first you know, introduction to underground metal?
Well, after I got into like grunge and thrash in my early teens, I was always like, yeah, this is great, but I need something heavier. And then I heard Hell Awaits and like, yeah, this is great. And then I thought like, well, it can't get heavier than this. And then one day a friend of mine, we had a student lounge at our middle school, and one of the guys that we hung out with brought a cassette of Cannibal Corpse's Tomb.
Okay.
And I just was like, I'd only seen pictures of Cannibal Corpse t-shirts in those Rockabilia ads in
sure.
metal magazines. And I was just blown away by, like, I didn't realize music could be that heavy. I didn't realize vocals could be that low and
you
guttural.
Can do that?
It's like,
you're
yeah,
allowed to do that?
It was possible to do that. And then from there, it was a really great. Was a time when Earache had their deal with Columbia Records for distribution,
course, yeah.
So you could actually find albums by Carcass and Napalm Death
in the BMG Music Club.
In the BMG Music yeah. Club at Tower Records, and that was also the time when Headbangers Ball had the Enter the Pit show. So within like a couple months, I got into Death and Morbid Angel and Obituary and Carcass and Immolation. It was just that was the catalyst. It's just like, yeah, this is it. This is what I've been craving. This is for me. And here I am, like 30 years later, still going nuts over that kind of stuff.
That's awesome, man. They hooked you up with the starter pack.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And last but not least, man, what was your first you know, kind of entrance into the heavier side of metal?
I was into punk rock and.
Yeah.
Bunch of my friends, they were also into punk, and growing up in Squim, it's like there's more churches than banks there.
Sure.
So a lot,
is Squim South? Is that better, like Sumner?
It's Olympic Peninsula.
Oh, okay, cool.
By Port Angeles.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of my friends had one of those deals through some catalog where they'll send you music.
Oh yeah.
And they sent him this band named Choking Victim.
Oh yeah, punk band, yeah.
Yeah, had pentagrams all over it, inverted crosses, and his mom's like, "You can't keep this." And he was like, "Well, can I give it to a friend?" And she's like, "Okay." And gave it to me. He's like, "Yeah, I know your parents don't care about this stuff." And so,
that's awesome. And your parents don't have any morals or values?
And the thing is, My mom's an ex-nun.
Oh, wow.
And so I got that Black Flag CD with a nun holding the letter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went and ordered that, and my dad was like, "You can't let your mom see this."
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And so I get this CD, Choking Victim, and I'm like, cool, okay. And so I listened to it, and I really liked it. And then I just, for some reason, teenage mind is like, you know, pentagrams are sweet. At a CD store, seeing bands with pentagrams on their covers, I'm like, oh, I'm going to grab this. And it was like Show No Mercy.
Nice.
And then from there, my buddy is like, oh, I have this catalog and it has all these metal bands. And I found Impaled Nazarene because they also had that band with their shirt that's Smoke, Crack, and Worship Satan shirt.
Okay.
And so I ordered that.
Just based on that t-shirt?
Just based on that t-shirt. And I was like, this is sweet. And, you know, like you're, I think I was in eighth grade. So
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I want this because, you know, you're edgy.
Yeah,
kid.
Just whatever. And I mean, you were listening to probably Leftover Crack and Choking Victim. So you might as well.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
So I got that and I loved Impaled Nazarene. I was like, sweet. And I was repping. I still have the shirt from eighth grade.
That is an entrance to extreme metal. Impaled Nazarene, dude.
Yeah.
That is very underground.
And
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, like, got into Venom.
Yes.
And King Diamond. And then a Can't say the band AC.
Yes. Bottom Vagina.
Yeah. You know, and that one
everybody
just
knows
had
what
me,
you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, that one just had me rolling, and so I went down that path for a while, and I still have like a soft spot in my heart.
Did you see them at Corazon? That was an interesting show.
No, it was them and
Anal Blast.
Yeah. And
he died like a few months later.
Yeah. I'm kicking myself for not seeing. I was out of the state during that when that show was happening. I'm kicking myself that I didn't get to see that.
It was
Don Decker. Yeah.
Was it great? No. Was it an experience? Yes. It was dark.
Yeah,
he was a very dark part of Seth Putnam's life, as he was, I'm pretty sure deep into the throes of addiction.
Yes,
but it was I got to see AC, so there you go.
And one of my friends who was at the show said it was like him and probably a handful of other degenerates.
Oh yeah,
just like loving it, and like he did the art for our Binding shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
He offended everyone, and that's, I guess, what the whole deal is. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, wow, I'm offended. Wait, I can't leave. I can't go to an AC show and be like, I left because I'm offended. What what do you expect? Yeah. You went to an AC show, bro. Okay, so let's talk about local music. This is obviously you guys are a Northwest band. And again, I'm going to mention they are going to be playing in Olympia at McCoy's Tavern. This is Progenitor, of course, that we're talking with, and that's September 21st with Veritaris, Orator, and War Troll. And you can show up to that show and tell them you heard them on a metal shop. So you guys are a Northwest band. Favorite Northwest bands of all time? It could be anyone from, you know, Alice in Chains to Veritaris. So let's start with you this time. Let's go back around.
Oh, putting me on spot. Oh, man. There's a lot.
It can be current or all time.
Current bands. I'm loving what Zoth is doing.
Absolutely.
I'm loving what Oxygen Destroyer is doing, and I want to hear more from Ghostblood. They were.
Yeah.
Like, I really love. I think I've been to a lot of Ghostblood shows. I love them a lot. But like, you know, for back in the day. My buddy gave me a Forced Entry tape.
Great band.
Those guys are sick. And, of course, Nevermore.
Yep. Travis. Travirus. I'll edit one more time. One, two, three. Travirus.
Okay, yeah. As far as current bands, agree with Joe about Zoth and Ghostblood and Oxygen Destroyer. I want to add Command or Hell Slot, as they're called now.
Yep. Oh,
yeah. Great blackened thrash band. Awesome stuff. And as far as all time, again, yeah, I've been a Forced Entry fan for a long time. My favorite band from the early 90s from the Pacific Northwest is probably Tad. Just always... The first time I saw Tad, I thought that grunge was pretty heavy, but then I saw them play and like, okay, yeah, it's like grunge, but it's meatier.
Absolutely.
It's meatier and it's
heavier.
Yeah. Meatier, heavier. Drawn and Quartered.
Oh,
they're great. They've always been
legends.
Great. And can I think of anybody else? Oh, there's so many. If I think of one, I'll just blurt it out. But
sounds good, man.
But that's a good selection because it's hard to be. The Northwest has had like great bands ever since the Sonics. So it's hard to narrow it down.
And Fletch, how about you, man?
I definitely have to echo what these guys are saying with Zoth and Oxygen Destroyer, Ghostblood. Those are probably my top three current bands, you know, in the Washington State area.
Of course, I already said Nevermore. So
yep, Nevermore would be up there. And then, you know, going back to my early teen days, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains. That was my jam back in the day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. And Igor, favorite Northwest band.
So for me, I guess at the moment, again, as usual, I'm really liking what Oxygen Destroyer has been doing, especially during their tour and everything. They're amazing. I like Zoth as well. But just some others that just come to mind. I'm thinking like locally and stuff like that. So I think of like Big Knife. I think of my buddies in Wrath of Bong. They just started out and they're doing great. Another one would be Dissect. It's a band that's more towards Portland, but
cool.
But still, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, Hoth.
Yeah, really? They were great. Yeah,
yeah. They're a great band.
Yeah. And Brian, how about you?
We're so lucky in the PNW. We have such an amazing local music scene here. One of the bands that this is going to be the last year around that I'm really sad to see him go is Toxic Rain from Tacoma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're playing their final show soon. Absolutely amazing thrash band. Some other favorites include Plague Bearer, Solicitor from PDX, Greyhawk. Greyhawk's phenomenal.
Greyhawk's awesome.
Who else? Pesta and Browrum, Dark Crucible. Gotta just keep going on. There's so many good bands out here.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Maneater. Maneater is amazing.
Portland, yeah, you have a lot. Like, I was just going to Seattle area, but yeah, open up Portland, yeah. Like,
Progenitor.
Those are some great bands.
Wait, Vitriol are from Portland, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Vitriol.
Lord Gore.
There also want to shout out to Born Without Blood.
They're good too. Yeah, man. That's awesome. They're going to be playing at McCoy's Tavern. We're talking about Progenitor, and that's in Olympia, September 21st. Guys, thank you so much. Veritaris, Orator, and War Troll are going to be playing those ones. Guys, thank you so much for coming up and hanging out here, talking a little bit about Progenitor. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.